Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajanand and today I have with me a very special guest, Umesh Mehta of Samco Group. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Mehta.
Thank you. Thank you, Shatish.
All right. Well, Mr. Mehta, the first question I want to do, put it across to you is that in one of your videos, you've highlighted mantras or rules on how one can reduce losses by 90% while trading. So can you elaborate on them and why is it necessary to keep in mind these rules? Now, why we ask is because there are a lot of new traders which have come to the stock market recently.
Yeah, fine. 90% of this battle, if we want to survive in trading, is controlling our losses. And across the board, world famous traders, hedge fund managers, and those who have become successful, they all say that the thing that is in their hand, in the hands of trader, is controlling their losses. And if they win over this battle, I think every trader can be successful. So why this most important rule that we need to control these losses? But people keep on incurring losses. So we have highlighted five things. If traders are able to control that, if they are in command of those situations, they will reduce their losses by 90%. And what is that? So the most important, the number one thing is overtrading. We have seen across the board the history of financial market of over centuries. The number one reason why traders are ruined is because of overtrading. You see Harshad Mehta, during his heydays, he had open position worth 5,000 crores and majority of them funded by banks. You see Ketan Parekh. We have seen Jesse Livermore, one of the biggest trader of this century. He also was ruined because of leverage. Also, yes, he made money because of leverage, but everything he lost because of leverage. So leverage is number one enemy. And corporates, large companies in India and across the world have also gone haywire because of leverage in their balance sheet. So because leverage somehow reduces humans' capacity to think objectively, and this is the real reason why when humans take over leverage, they are not able to think, and when they are not able to think objectively, so when they make mistake, they lose money, and that's a big money because it's a leverage. So number one, overtrading should be avoided, and risk management is the most important mantra. Ideally, for a new trader, 1% of the capital should be the loss that he should bear, and for a seasoned player, 2% of his capital. So I think that's done. The second and the most important thing is many of them, they mix trading and investing. They lose the purpose. So if they want to travel to a suburban, they need to take a suburban train. And if they want to travel long distance, then they have to catch a different train. But in trading and investing, people most often they commit this mistake. Why? If the purpose is not correct. See, because trading, you have to follow the market. If stocks moves down, you have a long position, you get out. But in investing, if the stock moves down, you invest, you buy. So the purpose, the rules and the regulation for trading and investing are obviously different. And therefore, we need to bifurcate at the threshold. Okay, I'm trading, so I will follow all the rules for trading. I will not take leverage. I will keep my stops. I will follow the price, I will not predict, etc., etc. If you are investing, you need to understand the company, the value, the inherent worth, the efficiency, corporate governance. So there are a whole lot of different things, and therefore they need to segregate. And third, we are going to have accidents in some form or the other. And just like seat belts protects us while we are driving, we need to have seat belt also in stock market. So what we mean by that is you need to cover up your open positions every day with a trailing exit or simply what we call as a stop loss. We have seen examples of Satyam, single day price fall of 75%, Infibeam, a single day fall of 70%. And if you had an open position, your entire capital will get wiped out. Therefore, seat belts are important. Trailing exits, trailing stops are important. And this will save you and your journey as a trader and an investor will be safe and successful. And fourth, never average a loss. I think this is mostly people know that. But somehow or the other, human mind keep, they want, because of their ego, they want to justify their position and they again enter at a lower price if the stock price keeps on falling if they have a long position. And while shorting, if the prices move up, they keep on shorting at higher levels. No, averaging a loss is one of the biggest mistakes. Someday it is going to take you off. Majority of trades, averaging based on your experience, you might have think that, okay, averaging works. I reduce my loss. But someday it's going to kill. Therefore, never average a loss. A trade gone is gone. It's gone. You have so many other opportunities and your mind will be open to take other trades if you don't average. And fifth and the most important thing is a knee-jerk reaction to either event, news or results. So now this is a 50-50 probability strategy and therefore there is no edge. Many times after good results, stocks fall and after a bad result, stocks have risen. So even to news-based and event reaction, sometimes it is favorable, sometimes it goes the opposite direction. So from a retail investor or a trader, I think this strategy has no edge and therefore it's futile to do a knee-jerk trading, but rather than do a focused, proper, have patience, wait for setups. And when there is high confidence, there is high probability, a trade has to be taken. So these are the five things. If one follows, losses will be reduced by 90%. And let me repeat what I have said. No overtrading, no leverage. That's rule number one. Second, do not mix trading and investing. That's rule number two. Rule number three, have protections, have a seat belt, cover your open positions daily. It's not that it's a game of one day, two day. Every day you need to cover your positions. Point number four, never average a loss. And point number five, knee-jerk reactions should be avoided as a trading strategy. So these are five things. If people follow day in and day out, 90% of the losses will be controlled.
Interesting thought there, Mr. Mehta. And you've also highlighted Harshad Mehta. And there's another movie coming up on Harshad Mehta. So what really led to the fall of Harshad Mehta was considered a successful trader at one point in time.
So I think Harshad Mehta was a very, very street smart guy. He had had a judgment that post 1991 economy being opened up, there will be a massive demand for cement because cement was a controlled sector. Majority of manufacturing was controlled and demand will be a lot of demand. And therefore, he entered at right prices. But the problem was he did an over leverage. He borrowed money. The greed was there. So all those emotional vices, so all those things actually led to the downfall of Harshad Mehta. Otherwise, at one point of time, had he not been so greedy, had he kept his objectivity in mind, had he not so much leverage on his books, I think she would have been a better person and he would have been. But ultimately, overtrading really, really kills. And I think this number one rule, everyone, even we have seen giant corporates, those who have debt equity ratio of more than 2 and 3, those companies have over a long period of time have not created investors' wealth, and so will traders. So better this is the biggest learning from Harshad Mehta. The lesson is not lost, but I think the biggest learnings is that we need to cover and control our keep objectivity in mind, and in order to keep objectivity, we need to have low leverage or leverage trading should be avoided.
Right. So over trading and over leverage should be avoided. I think that's a key takeaway from what led to sort of the downfall of Harshad Mehta. Now markets are on a high, and we've seen a rally of about 70% in benchmark indices in FY21. So, but the only cycle which traders have seen is up, and we know that there could be a down cycle as well. Now, what should you advise to new investors?
So, advice to new investors is clear. You need to ask one question: if I'm investing for 5 years, Will Nifty be at 15,000 in 5 years down the line, or will it be higher? So if this is the question, and you yourself will be able to put an answer to, okay, fine, Nifty will be say X plus 15,000, then you invest in 10, 12, 15 top quality stocks. Do a proper diversify, make a proper diversified portfolio.
Right.
Then and only then you have a chance as an investor entering at current levels to make money. But if you focus on stocks, then what will happen is you will be saddled with donkeys, because horses have already run up and they are at fair value to a little bit of higher valuation. So there will be value in donkeys, but donkeys are just like one cigar puff. They may give some returns, but eventually the portfolio will be of poorer quality if you go do stock specific selection right now. So as an investor, keep 5 year horizon, number one. Number two, invest in 10, 12, 15 top quality stocks, although they might have run up, but you need to focus on good quality businesses. Then only as an investor, if you invest today, 5 years down the line, you will see positive return. Mm-hmm. Anything else as an investor, if you do, you are at a big risk. From a trading point of view, as a market is always uncertain, mm-hmm. you need to ride the wave. So currently the wave is on the bullish side. You need to bet your positions accordingly. Do proper risk management. Do not overtrade. Do not have knee-jerk reaction. Do not average losses. Have proper seat belt and do not mix trading and investing. I think this is what if traders also do at current level and they ride the wave, they will make money.
Interesting thoughts, Mr. Mehta, and thank you for your time and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.